Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Here, what's the best game where you swing from a rope? And what's the best game where you battle the Pope?
Assassin's Creed 2.
Like I said, you will find out in this your podcast.
Right, Tom, it's been a while since we've done this one. But once again, plans to record a proper episode have fallen through, so we're doing an audit. Which for a lot of people is their favorite type of episode of this one, of this podcast, because you've got a very vocal contingent of Tom Ori fans who insist on that the podcast should be about Tom Ori. It should be centered around Tom Ori, and this is the closest they get to that.
You're even dressing like Tom Ori today, aren't you? I mean, look at you.
It's like Tom Ori. So we're about to make everyone's wish come true. This is basically a Christmas present to Kerry from Wales, who is your most vocal and biggest fan, I think. As it's Christmas, I've got some Le Broken from Tom's favourite supermarket.
Nice.
Might even get him to tell that story later. So since we last did this, Tom, there's been a lot of episodes. Like, there's been dozens, and I've just gone through them all and tallied up the new scoreboard, which I'm going to reveal at the end. And I wonder, actually, if you're going to be displeased with the results there.
Yeah, I will be.
Right, so let's just go through some. We won't go through every single one of them, but let's just go through some standout ones. So the last time we did this, we got to episode 47. We won episode 48. Well, episode 47 was the last one of these. Episode 48 was the best game set on a horrible island. And I think that's basically about the point where we started doing video versions of the podcast. So people could see everyone's anguished faces when they didn't win, etc. Kelsey won that with Thatcher's Tech Base, which was really, really controversial because she hadn't played it. But she set a precedent then where... Yeah. Which people exploited later on, didn't they?
I think I was still doing the Football Manager bit then, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were, yeah.
It takes me back.
Which I like to think wasn't a bit, which I like to think was very sincere on your part. We have Sharif winning best game with the worst difficulty spike. He picked Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and this was about the time people started noticing that every time Sharif comes on, he picks either Call of Duty or a Souls-like. Connor won for... he's won multiple times with World of Warcraft. He won that. He won with that for best game that's uncomfortably pro-monarchy. Best Zelda clone, Alex won that with Akami. And Kelsey won best game with a ginger protagonist with Stray. Which stars a ginger cat. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them individually, but there's a name missing from all these winners, isn't there, Tom?
Alex?
No, he's in there. He won with Akami.
James?
Yeah, he won best game with horse armor with The Witcher 3.
Right. I see what you're doing.
Bertie, even Bertie from Eurogamer, he doesn't even work with us. Bertie from Eurogamer
count.
Won with...
He doesn't count, does he?
He won with Alpha Protocol for best digital tourism game.
Guests don't count because you always let the guests win.
That's not true. That's not true, as we'll get into. Alex won best game where you play a dead guy, which is a line from the intro song, so that was a really important one. He won that with Ghost Trick. It was a full... Let me count them, right? It was a full... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It was a full 10 weeks before you won best licensed game with Football Manager.
Is this just because... That's just because you liked... what was it? The place that had a license of...
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar. That's the only reason
I was just fascinated by the idea of a Gibraltar football league because there's only about 7 people that live there.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to go to Gibraltar out of like morbid curiosity. Because I can imagine that it's like, if you want to go to the Mediterranean, there are 1,000 better places to go than Gibraltar. And most of them aren't full of like red faced alky Brits.
You should insist that you go there every year with your son. And like when he's older, you'll be like, why do we go here every year, Dad? And you'll be like, well, long story, but essentially my friend Tom mentioned it in passing on a podcast and I became obsessed.
I watched a documentary about Gibraltar that night on Prime Video. I paid £3 for it, Tom. It was fascinating. But yeah, a really fascinating place, and I do genuinely want to visit. But it's got its own football league with like multiple teams, and I think 30,000 people live on the Rock of Gibraltar or something like that. It's like it's basically the size of a small town. But you know, it clearly
does it have any supermarkets? Does it have any supermarkets?
I mean, I imagine so. People got to get their provisions from somewhere, haven't they?
Like pastries and things.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I would imagine so. So then we had another run where you didn't win anything. In fact, I tell a lie, that wasn't the last time you won. The next time you won and the last time to date that you won. Oh, shit, no, it wasn't the last time to date. All right, look, you won. You had a joint win with James and Alex where you all won Best Management Sim because you all picked Football Manager.
But that was a setup, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was the end of the Football
that
Manager.
That was a big, let's go behind the curtain a bit.
Yeah.
That was all planned, right?
Yeah, we were like...
It wasn't like, oh, we all randomly decided to pick Football Manager.
Yeah.
It was an effort to make it a bit of a joke.
Yeah, it was like wrestling.
It wasn't that funny, actually.
The match, didn't we?
It wasn't as funny as you thought it was going to be.
I thought it was fairly funny.
Nah, not that funny.
All right, well, I thought it was an entertaining idea, at least. Kelsey got a double win after that with Garfield Kart Furious Racing and Euro Truck Sim. Guest Owen O'Donnell had his first win with Silent Bomber.
Right? Owen's my favourite guest.
Yeah? I think it would actually warm his heart to hear that.
He's not to be mean about other guests, but most of them aren't very much fun, are they? Whereas Owen is fun.
What do you mean they're not very much fun?
Well, they're not, are they?
They are. Like, I mean, I think that's...
Most of them love themselves a bit too much, and they're doing this out of some kind of...
You are deliberately doing Mike Channel...
favour to you because you did some work for them once or something.
You are doing Mike Channel a grave disservice there. Mike Channel's a fun guy. James Batchelor is a fun guy.
He may well be fun, but he just wasn't fun on the podcast, was he? I mean...
Yes, he... I can't believe you told me this
in Slack afterwards. You said, sorry about that. Wasn't the most fun, was it?
I didn't say that. Who are we talking about here? James Batchelor or Mike Channel?
All of them.
I said this after all of them.
Mm.
Well, it's patently not true, is it? Right. Okay. James Batchelor actually was promoting his book, and which became a real point of contention with you and Connor later on. He won the best game where nobody gets killed with Pokemon Red and Blue because he'd done a book called The Best Nonviolent Games, right? Available now from all good bookstores and some bad ones too. And you, for weeks after that, were like, oh, I bet if I was promoting a book, I'd win. And then Connor started doing that as well because he worships you and copies everything you do.
Mm.
And then some weeks later, I got actually... like 2 weeks ago, I got James Batchelor back on the podcast in an episode called The Best Game with a Shock Betrayal because I wanted you and Connor to have to face the man that you'd just spent weeks and weeks sort of taking the piss out of. Connor chickened out of that. And I mean, he says he was ill, but he basically chickened out. Mark had to step in for him. But you just kept mugging James off like to his face, which, you know what? I actually respected you for that.
I mean,
I thought you were being very mean to James Batchelor, who's someone I like very much, but you were you did stick to your guns and you just kept slagging him off.
I like him as well, but I mean, there isn't room for that on this podcast, is there?
No, well, you say that, but we did an entire episode about how much we like Sharif.
I wasn't on that.
Yeah, you weren't on that, but that was a really nice episode to record because we all of us came together to celebrate our appreciation of a long-time contributor to VG 24/7, who'd gone through the mill a bit, because he said some he was very critical of a game called Lies of P, and he gave it 2 stars. And and we thought, you know, it's only game. Why are you mad? But he took a lot of shit for weeks. So we did an entire episode about how, you know, we appreciate his stoic candor, etc. But you didn't sanction that one, did you?
No, I didn't even know it was happening. I just want to go back to the betrayals one.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel quite bitter about that one. I feel like you just got it wrong.
Well, he's the best game with a shock betrayal. James Batchelor won with Knights of the Old Republic, the quintessential shock betrayal.
I know, but it's a bit... I mean, it's James, so we knew it was coming. It's a bit obvious, right?
It's not obvious, though, is it?
It's the most obvious one.
You are getting portrayed. You, the player. I thought it was a genius twist.
I drew on my actual experiences in a community that affected me in real life, like an actual real-life betrayal in a video game, whereas this was just, like, part of the story, right?
It wasn't in a video game, though. You said that you kept getting team-killed in Rainbow Six 3.
Yeah.
Because you spent too long opening doors.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't count as a shock betrayal.
It does.
In a video game.
Every time I was shocked, because I thought they weren't going to do it again.
It's not a shock, though, is it? Because you took 20 minutes to open a door and people got people and you kept doing it. Were you doing it deliberately to troll people?
No. I'm just a very cautious man.
Well, you know, even if we do accept it as a betrayal that occurred within a video game, I don't think it's as good a betrayal as Knights of the Old Republic, where you yourself turn out to be the villain.
You spoiled that again.
Yeah. Well, you know,
in case you missed it last time, you spoiled it.
It's decades old now. I thought Alex had a really good pick for best Bethesda game that isn't a Bethesda game with Dragon's Dogma, which is a Capcom game that's very Bethesda inspired. And I think that's one of those ones where Alex, and he does this often, Alex comes on and picks something that you can't argue with. It's watertight. And it's the best. He's very good at picking, like, this is like, not only is this like a really, perhaps not the best example of the topic at hand, but he always picks the best video game, the most acclaimed, the most obviously Dragon's Dogma is the best of the three that were put forward for that one.
So, I don't know, because I've played Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
And...
Well, James picked Grounded for that
one. Like, Grounded's better, is more fun.
Grounded's not better than Dragon's Dogma
is so tedious. Like, I started playing it. I played it for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so boring.
It's not boring.
It is.
It's not boring. It's just
the
involved.
Start of the game is so dull. And you go down, like, into some dungeon around, like, a winding staircase.
Yeah.
And then you just batter some people.
Yeah.
Talk to some people and they pretend to be your friends and then they come with you and then...
Look, if you're going to be that reductive, like, every video game's bad, isn't it?
What did I pick? Was I on it?
Were you on that one? I don't actually know.
I feel like I was, but I can't remember at all.
I don't think you were on this one, I'll be honest. Let me just double check who was actually on that.
I thought you had the notes. I didn't realise I was going to ask you a question that you weren't prepared for. I thought you just had all the last hour and a half of waiting. Was you preparing for this?
I didn't prepare this specific note. Yeah, you know what? You were in this one, but you left early and were replaced on the video feed by random cat footage. Right, so you picked the original Rage for that. And you were... Which is a game I like, actually. I like Rage a lot. And I think it's a very unfairly maligned game because I think it's like it has a lot going for it. It's better than people tend to think. But it's published by Bethesda, isn't it?
It's an EA game. It's EA Originals.
It was published by Bethesda.
And
it is a studio owned by Bethesda. It is in EA, every meaningful sense of Bethesda.
It was
going to
be EA, though, wasn't it? It was a bit of a clever pick, wasn't it? I think everyone agrees that listened to it, it was quite a clever choice.
I don't think it was a clever choice because you walked into the trap.
Because it was an EA game at one point.
And we had this entire... Me and you had this entire conversation about whether or not Fallout New Vegas would count as being not a Bethesda game. And you said that it's basically a Bethesda game and it was published by... It was commissioned and published by Bethesda and it was based on... heavily based on Fallout 3.
But this one started out, right? With id, right? And id were not owned by Bethesda at that point.
Yeah.
And it was an EA published game. And then they got bought out during development.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very, it's like the only game that would qualify in this, really, that wasn't a Bethesda game that became a Bethesda game. So it's the best choice. And everyone just chose to ignore how smart it was.
But it was published by Bethesda.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And ultimately developed by a Bethesda studio.
Yeah, but that's semantics.
It's not. The whole fucking podcast is semantics. All right, okay. Best German game, Gabriel Knight 2, The Beast Within, which was Rebecca's first episode. And you kicked off because you said, I only picked that one because it was Rebecca's first time on the podcast. But I happened to really like Gabriel Knight, the saga.
Obviously you do. I mean, it's no surprise.
Well, that's a... What do you mean it's no surprise? But it's... I mean, you're always good on about what's a gym game and what isn't. And then Connor won the best Christmas game, which we did in September for reasons we're not going to get into, with World of Warcraft, The Burning Crusade, which was his second win with World of Warcraft, I think. I'm just going to double check that. Yeah, it wasn't the first time he'd picked World of Warcraft, but it was the second time he'd won with it. Kelsey won Best Easter Game the week after, which we were doing in September for reasons, with The Easter Ripper. Now, you really, really had a go at me about that because it's you said it doesn't count as an Easter game just because it's got the Easter Bunny in it, but it's literally called The Easter Ripper.
I know, but we're talking about the... what Easter is, right?
Yeah.
And the, like, the themes and the...
Yeah.
How it's, like, how Easter is a time of, like, depending on what you view Easter as, but it's not about killing people in, like, a house. Is it?
I actually can't argue with that. It's not, is it? It's not about killing people in a house. You're right. If you'd said that on the podcast, then maybe
I mean, Kelsey, I'm sure I said something like that in more words.
No, but... you got into an argument with me about whether or not bunnies were invented by the Cadbury's chocolate company.
They were, yeah.
They weren't. It's been, as I said, the bunny has been a fucking fertility symbol for thousands of years.
I'm happy to, if someone had gone, Easter's all about chocolate, here's a chocolate game, I'd have been fine. Whatever. Easter is, to me, just an excuse to get some eggs,
it's
right?
It's just the time of year where you eat some chocolate.
But, like, here's a game about a serial killer in a house, happens to be dressed like a bunny. I mean, they can call it whatever they want, but it's not an Easter game, is it?
It's literally got Easter in the title, Tom. Is that not Easter-themed if he kills... No. If the villain kills people at Easter?
No, I mean, there's... You can get away with it sometimes, right? I haven't seen it, but there's that film out at the moment, and it's got the guy from Stranger Things in it. David? Is it David? And he plays Santa Claus, and he's like... But he's like Santa, and he like stops a home invasion or something.
Yeah.
But he's actually Santa, right?
It's Violent Night you're talking about.
That's the one. I've not seen it. I can't spoil it for anyone.
Have you just seen a recent tweet about it? Is that what's happened?
No. I was looking through films to watch the other night about Christmas, and it came up as a thing.
Yeah.
And like that's, I guess, a Christmas film because it is actually themed around Christmas. It's set on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The Easter Bunny murdering game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they've just reskinned a murder sim and gone, let's sell this to new people by going...
That's the same argument, though, isn't it? If you're going to say that Violent Night counts as a Christmas movie, but it's basically an action film with lots of murder in it that occurs at Christmas time.
No.
So the association is exactly the same. You know, I saw a great one sentence review of Violent Night, which convinced me to watch it. And it was, apparently it's really good. And the one sentence review was, this is like, what if Die Hard was in fact a Christmas movie? Because this has been like some really annoying sort of student-y humor thing going on about Die Hard being a Christmas movie. People have been doing it for like 20 years and it was a shit joke 20 years ago, but people still keep doing it, right? Whatever, fine. And here's the thing. It's not a Christmas movie, though, is it?
No.
It's like, it's the time of year when it's set is a framing device, but there's nothing, it's not Christmassy. It just happens to be set at winter. But, you know, it's a device to get a New York City cop on a plane to LA. That's it. That is Christmas's entire involvement in that film.
Why is the Easter Bunny in that house?
I don't know. I've not played it. You need to ask Kelsey these things, but she's not here. Right. After that, Owen O'Donnell had his second win with Jurassic Park The Lost World on PS1, where we were talking about the best cameo in a video game. You tried to win that with Master Chief turning up at the end of Halo Reach.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what Richie picked, but Richie didn't win that one, and that was his first and probably only appearance on the podcast.
Didn't Richie do the Bond games?
Yeah, that's true.
He had the voice of someone, was it Q or something, reading
yeah,
out something.
Yeah, I love how you remember that, but I don't. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, and it was like a collection of Bond games on the Amstrad or a fucking Spectrum or something. And I thought he had a really good pick, actually, and explained it really well.
You just like Owen more. Owen, you just like Owen more than Richie, so that's what you're up with Owen.
I hope Richie doesn't listen. Richie definitely won't listen to this. It's fine. But you did. You had your last ever win to date. The next with what's the best Cyberpunk game that isn't Cyberpunk 2077, which I think is a great idea for a topic. Syndicate 2, right? On the PS1.
Was it Syndicate Wars?
Syndicate Wars, that's it. Yeah. Syndicate Wars on the PS1. And I agreed with you about that one. So you haven't got anything to mourn about
that. I felt that was one of my weakest choices, to be fair.
But you did complain bitterly the week after when Mike Channel won Best Driving Brackets Not Racing Game with The Crew because he beat you when you picked Test Drive Unlimited, which is a game I love, right? I don't love The Crew, but I do love Test Drive Unlimited, so why did I go with Mike Channel, you might ask.
Yeah.
But he made a really good pitch for The Crew, and we did a video way back when where we drove across The Crew's America map, and it was great. And I think it is the quintessential. This is a great game to drive across the map in, but it's crap at everything else.
That was the one where Sharif picked a terrible game that wasn't even on topic. Right?
Outrider or something?
I can't remember. Onrush.
Onrush, that's Outrider. Where the hell did I get that from? Onrush, yeah, he picked Onrush, which is a racing game.
Which is just a racing game without, like, positions or something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And everyone was sort of like, Sharif, man, like, you've had the brief for a week. And he just seemed to pick, like, well, this has got cars. But Sharif did have a good reason for that. Best ultraviolet spectacle in gaming, Connor won with Mad World, which I think we can all agree was a great choice. Kelsey won best detective game with Professor Layton. Connor won again. What's the best game set in New York with The Darkness 2? Best game with a stupidly named protagonist. James won that with Grim Fandango. Mark Warren, new staff writer, best game set in London, and he won by submitting Midnight Club, and it was the second time he'd submitted Midnight Club because he did submit it 2 weeks earlier for best game set in New York. I thought that was a nice twist. Rebecca had her second win with best game you can complete in an afternoon with The Adventures of Captain Spirit. I'm just whizzing to the end here. Now, the best game we'd give 2 stars, again, that was one that you didn't sanction. because this was the one that was basically about Sharif. It was really the best game that Sharif would give 2 stars, and a bunch of us had a conversation about it, and then we got Sharif on to do the judging, which I really enjoyed because I don't like judging at the end because I have to disappoint at least 2 people that I work with, and it's always, you know, slightly awkward, and I'm a very confrontation averse sort of guy.
Yeah.
So
what won that one? Paradise Killer.
Right. Yeah. James argued that Paradise Killer would just... He essentially argued that Sharif would look at Paradise Killer and just not really get it. which I thought was a bit like... I mean, I even said on the podcast, like, just to be clear, Sharif's like not an idiot. But Sharif seemed to agree with James on that one. So there we go. Best game of the shot portrayal, we've already talked about, and the best spin-off into another genre, which was the last episode, and Alex won that with The Sims.
That was also a terrible choice, wasn't it?
How was that a terrible choice?
I just feel like you've taken something brilliant, like SimCity,
yeah,
and just made it much worse.
Yeah, well, like instead of putting down police stations, you're putting in sinks. But it's the same principle. Yeah, I did wonder about that afterwards. But Alex has got the kind of razzle dazzle, isn't he? I think sometimes Alex is convincing you of something that patently isn't true.
I never fall for that. You just lap it up. It's like you just go, oh, he's spoken about this for 10 minutes. It must be right. And I'm like tuned out at that point doing something else.
I'm always hanging on every word. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hmm.
So. Do you want to reveal the final scoreboard as it stands?
If you want.
Would it surprise you to learn that Alex is top of the leaderboard?
No, not really. Are you eating a Lebkuchen?
No, I'm thinking
live
about
on
it.
A podcast.
I'm thinking about it.
I mean,
so Alex has won 20 times. And we're on like our 80th episode or something.
Mm-hmm.
86th or something episode. I can't remember. Alex has won 20 times, which is the highest by a significant margin.
That's a pretty good hit, right?
Yeah.
About one in four-ish.
Who do you think is next on the
leaderboard? Well, it'd be nice if it was me, because anyway, I've probably done the most episodes. But it's probably going to be... I reckon Kelsey?
Nah.
James?
Yeah, it's James.
Then someone
He's won
else.
12 times.
That's quite
a you
lot.
Are joint third with Kelsey. You've both got 11.
Yeah.
Guess who's in fourth?
Connor.
Yeah. 9. He's won 9 times.
Mm.
So when he kicks off about how he never wins, he's in fourth fucking
his
place.
Percentage, his win percentage is probably pretty high.
It's not that bad. Mm. Connor, actually. He's got it into his head that he is bad at the podcast and never wins it and isn't good enough at playing the game, etc. Right? And he always kicks off when he doesn't win. But he's actually like in the top, literally in the top 5. He's in the top 4. Yeah. He's number 4.
This might surprise listeners, but I never play to win.
Yeah.
I just take part.
You do get upset when you don't win, though, Tom.
Yeah, but that's... If I didn't, people would be like, well, what's happened? Is Tom all right?
Yeah.
It's just part of the whole show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen The Greatest Showman?
No.
The film?
No.
Musical.
Is that you?
It's about a circus, right?
Is that with Hugh Jackman?
And it's just a big show, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's with Hugh Jackman, yeah. Surprisingly, if you discount all the stuff they ignored and didn't talk about in terms of what actually the guy was like.
Yeah.
It's just a fun film about entertaining people.
Are you comparing yourself to Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Showman.
You're both really good showmen.
Mm.
I mean, you are like from a circus family.
Yeah.
Do you think that comes out?
Do you think, Jim, this podcast would have happened if it wasn't for me?
No.
No, there we go.
Well, because it was your... because
that's enough.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
And you're in charge of the site's output, ultimately, and you said we should do a podcast.
Yeah, but also it lives and breathes on the contributions I make.
I don't know. There's been plenty of episodes without you that have done all right.
Yeah, no one listens to those. I can see the numbers.
Right, okay. There was some contention at some point when I introduced the gym theme, because you complained for ages that the theme song, where I have to pick something, you complained for ages about that not being very good. So I replaced it with a theme song about me, which is my name sung in an a cappella fashion for 2 minutes. And you don't like that either. I'm starting to think that you just don't like, you just don't know what you want, Tom.
I mean, the jingle is better than the old jingle.
Actually think that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm shocked by that, but okay. I thought you hated it. All right. So Sharif is fifth with 7 wins. And then after that, we've got people who are in the 2s and 1s. Dom is rarely on the podcast, so they're on 2. Owen O'Donnell, your favourite guest, is on 2. James Batchelor, your least favourite guest, is on 2.
James isn't my least favourite guest.
We haven't had that many guests. That means your least favourite guest is Mike Channel.
I didn't say that. I just said James isn't my least favourite.
Well, that if it's not Mike Channel, that means it's Richie Morgan.
I'm not going to say, because that would be cruel.
But by process of elimination, you're saying Richie is your least favourite guest.
I didn't say that. I follow Richie on Twitter now.
You implied
it's quite amusing.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, when he talks about Doctor Who, etc. James Batchelor on to Rebecca, very new member of staff on the site, also on 2, which I think is pretty good given the amount of time she's been here. Bertie, who doesn't work for us, but is Bertie your least favourite guest then?
I'm not saying, I've given you all the information I'm saying about that.
So we've narrowed it down. Your least favourite guest is, it's either Bertie or Richie.
In terms of the people you're saying, but I can't remember all the guests.
I'll tell you all the guests. Richie.
Mm. Yeah.
Owen.
Mm.
James Batchelor. Bertie. Mike Channel. 5 guests.
Yeah.
You've said Owen's your favourite.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said that James isn't your least favourite, and neither is Mike Channel.
I didn't say that. I just said James isn't my least favourite.
So you're saying Mike Channel might be your least favourite?
He's in the mix, isn't he, based on that?
So your least favourite is either Bertie, Mike Channel, or Richie.
Yeah.
They're joint last for you.
Mm.
Okay, well, at least there's comfort in numbers there. At least they can console each other when this goes out. But yeah, so Mark Warren is on 1, bless him. But since he joined, he has actually been quite prolific on the podcast. He's been on it quite a lot. So Mark is kind of the new Connor.
Hmm. I haven't listened back to the ones I'm not on, and Mark's mostly been on ones I haven't been on.
Yeah.
I know
he's very good.
There was some kind of fuss made about his Arthur Morgan choice.
So that was the best game with a stupidly named protagonist. And his argument was that Arthur Morgan is named after one of the horses in the game, which is called the Morgan. And he maintains that, or he tried to argue that it was like a pun. But everyone listened to that and was like, well, there is a YouTube comment that is literally, this is the worst episode ever. The Arthur Morgan reasoning was complete nonsense. And
that was me. I wrote that one. I wrote that comment.
I kind of love that. But Mark's been brilliant on the podcast. And he's very good at like coming up with very twisty, weird, and wonderful reasons why certain games should be picked. But Arthur Morgan was a bit of a misstep, I agree. But I thought it was funny. And I thought it was funny that it pissed a few people off, because I always find that funny. So Mark's been great. Rebecca's been great. Richie didn't win. And you were convinced that I was going to play favourites there and let him win. And I didn't, Tom. I didn't. And I did that to defy your expectations, but also because I do like Owen a lot, and I wanted him to win the second time. And he's the only guest that's won more than once. No, he isn't. James also won more than once. Oh, that must really upset you, because he's your least favourite, right?
No, I like James.
You like James. Got a really funny way of showing it. Because you spent 10 weeks laying into him, basically. And he listened to that, and he was actually quite upset.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. That's why when I asked him if he wanted to come on again, to kind of, you know, so you guys could confront him as a form of sort of punishment, he actually initially turned it down and said to me that your behavior following his first appearance upset him so much that you can't even listen to it anymore, and it used to be his favorite podcast. Does that make you feel bad?
No.
Why not?
It's not true, is it?
It is true.
No. I'm best friends with James outside of this. We go back about 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, he talks to me every day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And he's never mentioned this because it's too hurtful?
No, it just doesn't.
Would you understand how much you did hurt him then? It was such a trauma for him, and it was your fault directly. It was a trauma that you caused, and yet he can't even talk to you about it. Does that not make you feel bad?
No. Like I said, I'm like Hugh Jackman. Just about the show, isn't it?
Right. Okay. Right. I thought I was getting through a little bit there, but I'm clearly not. So we're going to wrap this up now, and we'll be recording. Speaking of guests, we've got, I don't want to reveal it now, but we've got a couple of amazing guests coming on for next week.
I bet they both drop out. I thought about this. I thought, should we announce it? I thought, no.
No.
Because what happened is, it's going to be Owen and Rich, isn't it? Because the people that are meant to be coming on won't come on. And then it'll be like, oh, look, it's Owen and Rich again, everyone. I'm quite happy with that. But
Owen is way too busy making the Christmas Infinite Review to do any podcasts, because I've tried to... we had a very small window to record something else, which we lost for reasons, and now Owen's basically unavailable till January, so that definitely won't happen. And I don't think I can get Richie onto this podcast without Owen, because you need somebody to give Richie the kick in the arse that he needs to kind of come with the energy, because otherwise he'll just sort of sit there. So no, it's not Owen and Richie, to be clear. We're not announcing who it is until it pretty much happens. But
James Batchelor got another book out.
Some more non-violent games. No, he hasn't got another book out. But the people coming on next week are going to be great, and I'm really looking forward to it. And Tom is as well, even though his face isn't showing it right now. So we need to go, and I need to record Tom's Game of the Year video. Which is, we've got Game of the Year coverage, and like last year, all of us on the site are doing our own kind of Game of the Year video.
I'm not doing that. I haven't played any games. I put up a thing yesterday on Twitter about your Xbox year in review, right?
Yeah.
It says I've played for 780 hours on Xbox.
Yeah.
I haven't. That's on my son. I just put it out there to get some cred amongst the...
What has he been playing for 780 hours?
Minecraft. What's the other one he plays? Everspace 2. Played that for 60 hours.
He plays Everspace 2?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's into loads of stuff. He's cultured.
That is quite cultured for... That is quite cultured for like, someone his age.
The point is, I just haven't played anything, so I'm not going to do the video. So there you go.
Okay. So that's it. You're just not doing it. Can you not just pretend you've played Minecraft or...
No.
It would be funny if you did Vampire Survivors again.
I did think about doing that, but then I thought it wouldn't actually be that funny.
Mm.
So I'm just going to not do it. Mm-hmm. Then you just do other ones instead.
But I've got a slot for you to... I've now got a big gap in my fucking Christmas content plan. A big Tom Ori-shaped gap. So I need to plug that with something or someone.
Well, James Batchelor?
No. Everyone's least favourite guest. I'm not doing it with James Batchelor. All right, I'll think of something. I might have you replaced by an actor and insist that it is you.
Do you actually know any actors?
No. Right. I know someone who's good at fucking playing up for the camera.
Mm.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do it. All right. Thanks very much for that, Tom. That was enlightening. Inspiring, as always. Really nice 40-minute chat, which I'm sure everyone's enjoyed listening to.
We should have made this the Christmas Day special. Full of cheer.
Depressing chat between two middle-aged men. All right, okay. All right, well, thanks, everyone. Tune in next week because we do genuinely have some good guests coming on. So, you know, let's not mess about. Not going to reveal who they are today, but you'll find out and you'll immediately put the episode on because you'll think, fucking hell, can't believe they got them on. Can't believe they got those guys out of the fucking mothballs. All right, bye.